Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy, warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is It's Too Dark. Soft red-orange light filtered into the little girl's room as the sun slowly slipped out of sight. Bliss, the blanket, watched the sky change colors. The light blue sky grew darker and darker as the sun set. The little blanket felt happy that the door to the little girl's room was open. Light trickled in from the hall as the girl's room became dark. Bliss felt afraid of the dark. The blanket worried about what could be hiding in the shadows. Now that the stars shined in the sky outside, the little girl's room was dark, except for the trickle of light from the hallway. Already, Bliss began to worry. What was sitting in the corner? There was something square with sharp corners spilled across the floor. It seemed to take up the whole corner. The blanket took a deep dragon breath in and out. And looked somewhere else. What was on the table? There was something tall and skinny, with a big pyramid on top. Bliss took another deep dragon breath in and out. And looked somewhere else. There was a big, lumpy thing sitting next to her. and something snaking around on the floor. The blanket took another deep dragon breath in and out. Then the little girl came in and turned on the light. "You'll never guess what I have," she said. Bliss wondered what she had, but was even more relieved that the little girl had turned the light on. "I got a nightlight," she said, and plugged it into the wall. "Isn't it pretty?" It was. "I'm going to turn off the lights so we can see it better." The little green blanket worried at first, but then the colors shining from the nightlight were so soothing that Bliss forgot her worry. The nightlight glowed a warm red, changed to a bright orange, and then from a happy yellow to a lively green to a soothing blue to a rich purple, and then back to red, going through all the colors over and over. The little girl gave her blanket a hug before she left the room again and said, "I think that will help a lot." Bliss looked away from the nightlight and around the room. In the corner, where she had seen something square, there was a pile of blocks. It was nothing to be afraid of. The blanket looked at the table and saw a lamp. Everything was fine there. The lumpy thing next to her was a teddy bear. How silly she felt, knowing that she had worried about that. Then there was the snake on the floor. That was just a train. Bliss sighed. It was nice to know what everything was. She decided to keep an eye on the train, just in case. After watching it for a while, the blanket decided that the things she saw in the light stayed the same in the dark. She felt strong and brave, knowing she could handle the dark now. Bliss didn't even need the nightlight anymore. She looked over at it, colors slowly changing, red to orange to yellow to green to blue to purple. The little green blanket may not have needed the nightlight anymore, but she could still enjoy it. After all, it was very soothing. Bliss relaxed as she watched the nightlight. Colors danced on the wall and ceiling. Now, it was time for a little nap. Bliss lay stretched across the bed, next to the fluffy pillow and teddy bear, feeling cozy and warm. She wished everyone happiness and peace as the blanket thought of all she had to be grateful for. The little blanket was grateful to have a soothing nightlight. She was happy the light had showed her what all the weird things in the room really were. Most of all, Bliss was thankful the little girl had helped her overcome her fear of the dark. The little blanket squeezed herself tight and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Bliss took another dragon breath, melting into the soft, cozy bed. In and out. And smiled. Then one more. Deep dragon breath. In and out. Her mind quieted, and the little blanket fell asleep, happy and relaxed in the dark room. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.